GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. GHRT time right now, 6:35. Our WVOMFM.com question of the day asks, is it time to raise Maine's gas tax to better fund road and bridge repair? I'm trying to dial up Jeff Timberlake, the state senator.
Jeff Timberlake.
Oh.
Thank you for calling me. Please leave a message.
Oh, I got his voicemail.
And I'll get back.
I'll try him again in just a moment or two. He gave me his phone number to give him a buzz as we talk with him about our question of the day. His post on our Facebook thread about a better idea would be to put all of the transportation work into the general fund. And I think I understand what he's saying. When you work in your house with multiple checkbooks, you don't know sometimes what she's spending or he's spending. You put it all in one and everyone's eyes are on the same page. You might get a better idea as to how much is going out and how you could do a better job spending.
I had a friend in the legislature years ago who used to make that claim that everything should come out of the general fund and you should have to parcel it out. He was a firm believer in that. Our state gas tax in Maine, as far as I understand it, and it changes, I guess, is about 30 cents a gallon, which is about 13% of the cost of your gas is in state, not federal, but state taxes. Now, that puts Maine about midway through. With 50 states, we rank about number 24, number 25. For instance, Pennsylvania, it's 58 cents for taxes on the gallon of gas.
You know what? And if Maine's economy was in the middle of the pack, if the strength of Maine's economy was 24th, then I guess I could say, good.
But we are where we are.
Caller, hello. It's the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. State Senator Jeff Timberlake, the Republican of, I want to say, Androscoggin. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Well, you got that right. And good morning, man.
Hey.
Raising gas tax to pay for gas is only punishes the people that live in rural Maine and the poor people. And Wayne Perry has been trying to preach this to me for Representative Perry, who termed out a year or so ago, but preached it to me. And I didn't catch on until I started thinking it out. And you look at where we're going and where we're headed. And if we just raise the gas tax, you lose control of how it's spent and where it's spent. If we build in the baseline and we say we need $150 million, $100 million, whatever the number may be, $125 million, to do our roads and bridges, the infrastructure, then we should take that out of the baseline of our budget and pay for that. And we can pay for that by the sales tax we collect on cars, the sales tax we collect on automobile parts. And it really, if you look at it and stop and think about it, it taxes those that want to go out and buy the Cadillac Escalade, pay more sales tax. Those that go out and buy the cheaper car don't pay as much sales tax. So you do actually tax the rich more, and the plan works. I mean, if those people believe in taxing the rich more is what they should be. I don't believe in that. But that's what it does. And you can pay for this in the baseline. It's built into the budget, and it equally spreads it out, and we don't punish rural Maine. And, if you ride through rural Maine, you take a look at the houses and the people that are living up there, and they're struggling to survive now. And I just think taxing them more is not the answer.
Well, nobody likes taxes at all. We have a shortfall of $232 million. But people in Maine have a tendency, you talk about the Cadillac Escalade, but people in Maine have a tendency to drive older cars and less, and people now, maybe even driving less, we're getting less gas money in, right?
I think it's about the same, George. Usually I'd be more prepared because, I put that on the Facebook page when you guys asked the question this morning, and I would have done a little more research to be able to answer that properly. But without the numbers sitting before me, I'm not positive. But I think it's about the same as it has been for the last few years.
I can appreciate that the person that does want to drive the Escalade, however you want to pronounce it, potato, potato. But what about the guy hauling potatoes, potatoes? What about the truckers? What about the people who are driving the big rigs on the road without whom we would be naked and hungry? Barry Pottle suggests that, yeah, maybe they could absorb it. They'd be passing along the fees, but it would be a way to bring more money in. What do you make of the trucking industry and how they would fare within this?
Just remember, other than the trucking industries that are based inside of the state of Maine, the majority of them are not buying their fuel within the state of Maine. So, you know, if you're a big trucking company hauling produce up from Florida, you're not going to stop in Maine and buy your fuel as a whole. You're going to stop down in New Jersey or Delaware or one of those places where diesel fuel is 25, 30 cents a gallon less, and you're going to put on 200 or 300 gallons down there, and you're going to drive up to Maine and deposit your cargo and leave the state of Maine and never, other than paying the toll in the state of Maine and the IFTA tax when it comes in, you're never going to pay any fuel tax.
I was looking at the taxes that we're paying now. I guess Maine is what, 30 cents a gallon in state tax?
A little more than 30 cents.
30 point something. If you look at other states, now we're about mid-pack, about 24, 25. Vermont's 31, almost 32 cents. Rhode Island is 34. We're all about in the same ballpark. But if you get down around New Jersey, it's 41. Connecticut is 44 cents a gallon. I thought Pennsylvania was a shocker for me. In Pennsylvania, the state gas tax is 58 cents a gallon. That's...
big state. They got a lot of roads.
Well, we've got a lot of that. That's our problem.
Pennsylvania's bigger than us, and they've got an economy stronger than us. They can afford the roads and the infrastructure they built. Maine has built itself beyond what it can afford.
Well, you either...
Wrongs don't make a right, George.
Yeah, my point is we've got more roads than we need, and we have to maintain them. Where are we going to get the money to maintain the roads? I mean,
in my post, I told you, you know, we take in and don't hold me to this number because, again, I haven't done my research with it in front of me this morning, but it's approximately $300 million or pretty close to it between automobile parts taxes and the sale of automobiles in the state of Maine. And so those are designed to drive on our roads. So why shouldn't the guy who buys the Prius, the electric car, the hybrids, have to pay and it takes that money and uses it to pay because he doesn't buy any gas tax. And this spreads it fairly out across the board. And you're not just punishing the guy that lives in rural Maine. What you're proposing of the gas tax is punishes the very people that live in rural Maine who have to drive 25, 30 miles for more to work every day and back.
Well, I want to take George's back. I don't think George is necessarily advocating for it as we just have the conversation. We do like one, Jeff, we do like one thing you say, and at least I agree with it just based on my own household income, and I think George lives this way too. When you've got one checkbook, you know how much is coming in and how much is going out. Having this general fund and having a transportation budget is... If it's not time for a gas tax, is it at least time to talk about merging them together so we know exactly where the dollars are going? So someone realizes that, okay, if I'm spending money on program X over there, it's not going into roads and bridges over here.
Well, and there's some truth to be said in that. As you gentlemen know, I served 4 years on the Appropriations Committee in Augusta, and the transportation budget, the committee handles the transportation budget. Yes, we review it. We get a look at it, but we don't really get a say in it. They dispose of it and do as they please with it, and is handled that way. And it would be a little more coherency in my thoughts that if they spent a little more time at least merging them together. They're both big committees. They're both important committees. But I just think if you build that, the money, the revenue needed for your transportation into the base budget of the state of Maine, then you know every year that you're going to take, when the governor, whoever comes in, knows that you need $100, $125 million a year to do infrastructure maintenance above and beyond what you're already spending, $2.1, $2.2 billion that you're already spending on roads and stuff in the state of Maine. So I just think if you build that in, there's no reason to go bond that money, borrow that money, when we actually have the money that if we planned it right, we could take it out of baseline. When we needed money for education 3 years ago, we went out and raised another $360 million and thought nothing of it and took it right out and built it into the baseline of the budget. This is not a big number when you're dealing with an $8 billion budget. It's a very small percentage, and you're raising that money through the sale of automobiles and car part taxes, and I just think it's the proper way to do it.
Well, it's going to be interesting with the so-called Blue Ribbon Commission, of which we've had $4 million.
If we had a dollar for every Blue Ribbon Commission, we could better pave our roads and bridges.
But we insulate a whole room with that, Rick, with all the studies that are on the wall.
I know. We've
it's paid, warm down
we've,
there.
We've paid for a bunch of them. Andrew McLean, the Democrat from Gorham, says, actually, it is so substantial, there's probably going to be a more than one solution approach to this. So we'll see what they come up with.
State Senator Jeff Timberlake, he's a busy guy, but he's affording us time on the PDQ Door telephone line. Jeff, thank you so much. You're welcome back anytime, sir.
Yes, and you guys have a great day now.
Final caller on line one, at least for now. Our question of the day, caller, you've been buzzing there for a bit. Is it time to raise Maine's gas tax to better fund roads and bridge?
We need to fix the railroads and ship freight by rail and get the heavy trucks off the road. It's just...
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.